With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The GOP-led House votes to censure Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowen of New York for falsely pulling a fire alarm at a House office building in an attempt to delay a critical vote. Correspondent Edwin Moore has more on the story.
Liberals derided the congressional reprimand of Bowman as extreme and profoundly stupid. The chamber voted mostly along party lines, with three Democrats joining all present Republicans in favor of the censure resolution. The resolution states that Bowman, quote, disrupted the work of the Congress as a vote was underway, and his actions were a theatrical attempt to cause panic, therefore endangering the safety and well-being of everyone at the Capitol grounds. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, in consumer news, how low can it go? The price of gasoline keeps falling.
Gas is $3.20 a gallon today, says the AAA. That's the national average, and it's 4 cents less than a week ago, 20 cents less than a month ago. The lowest prices are in the South and parts of the Midwest. You can find gas for $2.68 a gallon in Texas, but if you're driving in California, buckle up. It's $4.74 a gallon there, the highest in the nation. What can you do to save some money on gas? Well, the AAA says drive the speed limit, no faster, and avoid those jackrabbit starts. I'm Rita Foley.
And two Republican presidential primary debates have now been scheduled in Iowa and New Hampshire in January. That's not long before each state's GOP nominating contest. Former President Trump, the GOP frontrunner for the nomination, has yet to take part in any debate and says he doesn't plan to. The Dow ahead 52 points and the NASDAQ is up 182. This is SRN News. Some bad news for America's churches.
According to a new report from the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, houses of worship saw a drop in cash donations last year for the first time in a decade. Most churches did, all save those who regularly bring in revenue of more than $20 million a year. The annual State of Giving survey also reveals that donations to the typical ECFA member did not keep up with surging inflation in 2022. Evangelical leaders are hoping for a rebound this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise, life is changing for Jewish people, even here in the U.S. Rabbis say many families are asking if it's permissible to buy guns for protection, whether it's safe to send their children to Jewish schools, and what to do in case of riots. One 94-year-old Holocaust survivor in Miami tells the Associated Press, I'm reliving my past. This is SRN News. Two car crashes and a foot pursuit before a Massachusetts man is apprehended.
Police in Waltham, about 10 miles west of Boston, say a driver crashed into at least two individuals and a police officer before stealing the police car, fleeing the scene, and then crashing that cruiser. The first crash occurred Wednesday afternoon when workers on a utility crew were struck by the vehicle and at least three team members were injured. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
California facing a $68 billion budget deficit. Most of the deficit comes from lower than expected tax revenues this year. The Legislative Analyst Office says the state could cut spending on education and take money from the state saving account to help balance the budget. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels is the AP College Football Player of the Year, the school's second winner in the past five seasons. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.